lottery numbers. I get the 5, the 13, then the 33.
Can you play some music already?
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative. Something's different. Did you get a haircut or move the couch, maybe?
We're 107.3 The Edge.
Right. So that's why all the great songs by Pearl Jam, Tears for Fears, the Chili Peppers, and Green Day.
I like it.
Thanks, cool guy. We hope you love it.
107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
So fake, and everybody's in
Damn. resisted it. It's winding down again. I'm sitting in a gambling club called the Lion's Den. The TV set is blown up. Every bit of it is gone. Ever since night when they showed that the Monkey Man was on. Maybe I'll go to Florida, get myself some sun. There ain't no more opportunity here and everything's been done. Sometimes I think it's Weeder. Sometimes I think it's Jan. Sometimes I don't think about nothing but the Monkey Man.
To play another Canadian artist.
Oh, Canada. This is 107.3, The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
Playing even more music.
It's iconic.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative. 103 The Edge.
From the Retro Band.
1984. show. Because music should be free.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative. Where I say something sarcastic or acerbic, maybe even witty. Ah, dang, I'm out of time.
107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
will look at 1994 and marvel that Forrest Gump, The Shawshank Redemption, and Pulp Fiction were in theaters at the same time. Okay, sure. But music fans remember 1994 as the year of Green Day's Dookie, Live Through This from Hole, Nine Inch Nails and the Downward Spiral, and Soundgarden's Super Unknown. Plus, we got Definitely Maybe from Oasis, Park Life from Blur, Stone Temple Pilots in Purple, Twice Removed from Sloan, R.E.M.'s Monster, The Cranberries' No Need to Argue, and MTV's Nirvana Unplugged. I think alternative fans won 1994 based on sheer tonnage. We're 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
Every Thursday, watch an all-new Extreme Makeover Home Edition at 8. And Honest Renovations at 9. Home Network. Stream on Stack TV.
And we're back.
I gotta say, what a thrill.
Couldn't agree more, Jeff. My blood is pumping.
Canadian Blood Services needs 450 new donors every day to keep Canada's lifeline strong.
And in the final quarter of the day, we have 55 left to... What's that?
Is that a new donor?
It's a new donor.
We're at 396. Only 54 left to go.
This is the 450 challenge. Let's get Canada's blood pumping.
Book an appointment today at blood.ca/450.
Breaking story from Alpine News Network. Jan owns a home and a restaurant fusing French and Mexican cuisine. But she is fusing no more because her ovens have gone kaput. She heard about Alpine Credits, who sent over their speediest superhero. Canada Dash was approved for a business loan to fix her ovens. The hero even had some of her poutine nachos. Yum. Own your home? Need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
How to fix broken furnace. What's a heat exchanger?
You might not know how to fix a furnace, but we do. We're Reliance Home Comfort, here to take your call 24/7. And if you need a new furnace, ask us about our next day or we pay installation guarantee. Plus, right now, save 20% during the Reliance Team Member Pricing Event, where you pay what we pay. So if you need help now,
call our Reliance.
Conditions apply. See website for details.
Members get more at Calgary Co-op, but with the app, you can get more than ever. Especially with our new stamp card challenges. Activate them in the app to earn a stamp every time you buy a featured product. Fill up your card and get the next one free. Like right now, when you buy 5 boxes of Quaker granola bars, the 6th one's on us. Download the app and keep checking back for new ways to save at Calgary Co-op, where members get more. Calgary Co-op app download and registration required.
This Valentine's, win each other over at Cowboys Casino, Calgary's premier entertainment destination.
Learn to play poker, blackjack, craps, or roulette together and enjoy a fun, interactive date night.
Whether it's just the two of you or a group of friends, Cowboys Casino's Learn to Play packages will make your night unforgettable.
Located downtown, steps away from Stampede Park, Cowboys Casino offers complimentary heated underground parking to make your night stress-free.
Want to elevate your experience? Add on a reservation at one of the many restaurant options located inside Cowboys Casino for the perfect night out.
Ready to roll the dice on love? Book your date night at cowboyscasino.ca.
You there, have you tried Subway's new Snackwich bundles?
Whoa, you're a bundle of energy.
But they're just $5!
Okay, chill.
There will be no chill. Get a toasty turkey ranch Snackwich with crispy potato rings. It's a bundle of a deal.
Oh, sounds tasty.
Or a hearty soup with a honey mustard ham Snackwich on Chabana. It tastes like a bundle of joy.
Yes, I get it.
It's delicious. And $5 at Subway.
Okay, bundle me in.
Price and participation may vary. Extras, taxes, and delivery additional. Expires February 16, 2025.
Are you gonna say it?
Yes way.
Hi, I'm Scott Reeb of Cupboards Express. February is the last month of our double-double promotion. This is the slow time of year, so we are doubling down on the free to keep our workers busy. 16 double-double promotions to choose from. Pick any two, like half-off laminate countertops and supersize your uppers, or free handles and free delivery, or free premium finish and free upgrade to hickory. There's a lot of free going on down here, so it's a good time to buy cupboards. Double-double discounts at Cupboards Express.
I wanna see you bring the heat. I wanna see you bring the flavor.
Dish it out.
It's okay, chef.
No comment.
Dig it.
This is a delicious flavor.
Bring it.
Oh my God.
If you don't know the story,
wow.
You really don't know the dish.
Flavor Network. Stream on Stack TV.
Is that registered?
Brought to you by Pandora. Official launch partner of Flavor Network.
There you are, alone in your car, waiting at a red light. Suddenly, there she is, pressed against your window, holding a homemade cardboard sign. Can you really tell what it says about her? Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to end homelessness.
The complete history of alternative rock.
Sundays at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m.
With Alan Cross.
Cross.
His mom made us say his name twice.
On 107.3 The Edge.
The ongoing history of new music is coming back to Calgary, and its reintroduction will begin with a multi-part series entitled The Complete History of Alternative Rock. And it's just like it sounds. The history of alternative music from its very beginnings. If you want to know where all this iconic alternative came from, this is perfect for you.
Starting a non-specific amount of non-stop music.
I don't understand.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Yeah.
1073 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
Here is the official definition.
It's like a $9.99 casino buffet. Something for everybody.
1073 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Yeah. or pre-recorded.
107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
Hi, Dave Matthews here.
Hi, this is David Byrne.
Hi, this is Gwen Stefani from No Doubt.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
107.3 The Edge.
As rock and roll approached its sweet 16 birthday in the early 1970s, it was obvious that it had grown up quite a bit. With each passing year, rock was becoming more sophisticated in both sound and execution. The first wave of rockers from the 50s and 60s had grown up. They were now better musicians and could do more than play simple three-chord songs. Rock was also becoming more complicated because, well, because it could. It had the tools. By the early 70s, a four-track recording studio was hideously antiquated. People wanted to use studios with 16 and 24-track consoles and big tape recorders and racks of machines that could add cool effects to the music. Guitar amplifiers were bigger and more powerful, allowing for fatter chords and longer sustains and cooler feedback. And guitarists now had a huge array of foot pedals and other gear to help them create individual signature sounds. And let's not forget everybody at home. Home stereo systems began to improve. Hi-fi wasn't just for electronics geeks anymore. Everyone was looking to get big amps with huge speakers. You could even listen in the car. Eight tracks were clunky, but for the first time ever, you didn't have to depend on the radio for music when you were on the road. But then again, your city might have been lucky enough to have a progressive FM rock station. Wow, imagine music on the radio that was in stereo. But for some, things were getting a little too sophisticated. The musicianship a little too accomplished. The recording a little too slick. There were those who felt that the road to technical perfection was not a good one to be on. Something had been lost. It was time to get primal again. This is The Complete History of Alt-Rock, Chapter 2.
107.3 The Edge.
The ongoing history of alternative rock with Alan Cross.
Welcome again. I'm Alan Cross, and this is the second part of a series on the history of modern rock. The first show covered all the deep background, and now we're ready to set the table for the big punk rock revolution of the middle 1970s. Now, this thing did not materialize out of nowhere. It had to be provoked into existence. And one of the people for that provocation was David Bowie. At the end of the last show, we left Bowie as a lost, wandering artist who couldn't make up his mind what he wanted to be. I mean, the man was taking mime lessons, for God's sake. He had recorded a series of albums, all of which went pretty much nowhere, and he was reduced to working for a company that made copies of legal documents for law firms. But as things turned out, this is the gig that was the most important job of all. See, Bowie had just endured a painful breakup with a woman named Hermione Farthingdale. They had this big fight, and that was it. Bowie was feeling all depressed and lost and lonely as things spiraled out of control. There was even a short dalliance with heroin. At the same time, maybe to distract himself, Bowie became fascinated by the American space program.